This is the brief on IFRS S1 and S2. Basically, these are massive new global reporting rules covering 60% of global GDP that force companies to treat sustainability and climate issues as hard financial risks, not just, you know, PR stunts. First, let's look at IFRS S1, which is kind of the foundational rulebook. Think of S1 as a general business health check. Instead of letting companies list vague goals, it requires them to show exactly who's managing their sustainability risks, what their strategy is, and the hard metrics they're using to track them. It shows investors if a business is truly prepared for the future. Second, IFRS S2 builds right on S1, but zooms in specifically on climate. If S1 is the general health check, S2 is the mandatory hard exam. So what does this actually mean for the data? Well, it demands mandatory reporting on greenhouse gas emissions across a company's entire supply chain. That's scopes 1, 2, and 3. Plus, they literally have to prove how physical climate changes or the shift to a green economy actually threaten their assets. Finally, we're tying all of this directly to the P&L. S1 and S2 completely kill that old habit of keeping fuzzy environmental reports separate from hard financial reality. Now, sustainability data has to be released at the exact same time and tied directly to their actual financial statements. You just can't hide behind vague green claims anymore. Ultimately, these standards represent a totally new era where corporate sustainability isn't a side project, but a fundamental, measurable part of a company's financial survival.